guys, what's up? This is the Rad Sports Podcast.
I'm Rico.
And I'm Dax. Let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rad Sports. And now, a word from our sponsor.
If you are buying or selling a home in the Spokane area, consider using your favorite agent, Phoebe Webb. With the Windermere City Group, she truly stands out from the rest.
Let's get ready to rumble with the free agency frenzy. First things first, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks. How do you feel about this?
It can be good and it can be bad. I think it would be good though.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like,
And do you know what's crazy? We actually got him for cheaper than Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
3 years, $100 million. That might sound like a lot, but, like, Geno Smith is getting paid more than that, which is really confusing.
That's, like, $33
million. Sam Darnold's better than...
So, I think your team needs to get more wide receiver weapons. We'll talk about why they have none later. But they need more wide receiver weapons because Sam Darnold, I think, is...
Part of why he was so good was
because... It's because he has Jay Jettas and Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
So... That is a
he's got Jackson's been a Jigba.
Yeah, but our wide receiver's looking like yours right now. So ours is maybe looking better, which is insane.
Which is sad, yeah.
Just get some weapons for him, get some O-line.
And yeah, get some O-line. We got good running backs.
Yep.
So really
I think you guys have three good running backs.
Okay.
Get off the
Kenny McIntosh.
He's like, good, bro.
Okay, when he played, he was good.
Yeah.
So he's got Kenneth Walker. So if we can just get our, like, run game better, which means getting our offensive line better, I think it would be good.
Yeah. Okay. Second.
Justin Fields, the New York Jets, on a 2-year, $40 million contract.
Okay. So I think if you're the Steelers, this is what I would have done before all this madness happened. Everybody was still on their original teams. Mostly everybody. You trade Justin Fields. Or you can still... No, you can't do this.
I mean...
You trade Justin Fields, if you're the Steelers, and you still have him, to the Vikings, right? And maybe give them some extra stuff.
No. Why would you trade him to the Vikings?
For Sam Darnold. And then you have Sam Darnold, and then you cut Russell Wilson, or you trade Russell Wilson. You get rid of Najee Harris and get J.K. Dobbins, and improve your O-line. If they don't have a good one. Boom.
That's weird. Okay, so anyway.
And then this
Justin Fields to the New York Jets. Hopefully he'll break the New York Jets quarterback curse. Every quarterback in the last 5 years to go to New York has been horrible.
I think he's actually going to play better.
So, if he can break the curse, I mean, he has weapons. What is wrong with the New York Jets?
They are a very good team.
They have everything except the head coach.
I think they should hire me and you.
Oh, yeah. I think we could be a better coach than the coaches.
And he's like a 110, 112. I don't know.
Like, what is wrong with them? They've got weapons. They had Devontae Adams, but last year they did have weapons.
They still have Myles Garrett. Which is okay.
Not Myles Garrett.
Oh, so I always say Myles Garrett. They still have Garrett Wilson,
and they still have Alan Lazard.
I think you pick up another wide receiver that's mid, like T. Higgins, right?
No, T. Higgins is good. He's too good. Like they have two good wide receivers, not great. So I don't think their number one thing should be wide receiver.
No, definitely not. Like tight end, you don't want Tyler Conklin. And there, you want to improve? Do they have a good O-line? I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, I think, and they have a good running back. There's just something wrong with the New York Jets. Okay, next one.
D-Hawk to Ravens. That was about 10 minutes ago from why we're recording, like, right now. You know what? I think this will be a huge upgrade. I think he will play very good. Still be the backup to Zay Flowers, but not by a lot.
I mean...
And yeah. Lamar has more weapons, which is...
Lamar just needs more weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does. And, yeah. And, but what happens to Patrick Mahomes? Who are they going to get?
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, because...
Oh, for wide receiver? Well, I
No,
think.
for quarterback. Yeah.
Oh, they re-signed Hollywood Brown, I think. Rashee Rice is going to be back off of injury, and they've got Xavier Worthy. So I and Travis Kelce, obviously. So I don't think they really need
Yeah,
wide
that's true.
receivers.
Joey Bosa gets released. What team do you think he'll be on?
San Francisco 49ers.
Thought you were gonna say Seahawks.
That'd be really okay. That'd be cool if they were on the Seahawks.
Wait,
That'd be
don't wait, we need an edge rusher. And we have negative $5 million, so this is
What? The
perfect.
Seahawks?
No, Falcons.
Oh.
Seahawks
Okay, so.
have like
But that'd be so cool if Joey Bosa went to the 49ers.
Yeah.
It'd be the Bosa brothers.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think
Bro,
of
they
that.
just dominate. Okay, next one.
Devontae Adams to the Rams.
If the season started today, they would have the best wide receiving core in the league.
Wait, besides this, who just has the best wide receiver core ever? Probably like in 19, like.
Ever? Well, Jerry Rice, because he's four wide receivers in one. That's the best wide receiver
Well,
core ever.
okay. I mean, like, three really good wide receivers. Like, really good.
A few years ago, like, was it 2 years ago? I'd say the Cincinnati Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, or T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd.
Well, you would be incorrect. Two times, just two times in a row. It is actually, the correct answer is the 2019 LSU Tigers.
Oh,
Yeah.
actually, yes, you're correct. Stacks wide receiving core of all time. Justin Jefferson,
Ja'Marr Chase
Ja'Marr Chase, and
and probably some other guy that's actually doing decent right now. And the running back was like Clyde Edwards-Helaire,
oh,
and
yeah.
he's good. Well, he made it pro, which shows
Yeah,
something.
you have
And
to
Joe
be
Burrow is
big.
your quarterback, so the O line was basically unstoppable. That's the
Stacked
best
team.
college football team ever.
You like don't even need a defense. I mean, yeah, you do need a defense,
We got from Davante Adams all the way to
okay.
that, but cool. Myles Garrett and Josh Allen gets repaid. Let's talk about the one that's not as crazy. Josh Allen. He's getting $55 million a year. He's on like a 3 year contract.
No,
No.
five.
Five. Yeah.
Five.
5 year contract. Like I said, $55 million a year, and why wouldn't you repay him? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's. I mean, yeah, you needed to repay him. I'd be shocked if they didn't repay him. And like, I don't really like that they re-signed Myles Garrett. Like,
Oh,
if I were Myles Garrett, I'd be like, I'm carrying your team. Like, go let me play with a good team where I can like actually win a Super Bowl. Because
like the
like,
Falcons.
he can, yeah, he can win a Super Bowl with a team. That's not.
Who is the top three edge rushers?
Myles Garrett, Nick Bosa, and
Really?
yes.
Okay, this is what I think. Number one, TJ Watt.
Oh, and TJ Watt.
So TJ Watt number one.
Oh, I wasn't like ordering them. I just said
I
number
know
two.
I'm just saying top three. TJ Watt number one. Aiden Hutchinson number two.
Aiden Hutchinson.
And
I'd
this
say
you
he's.
guys might say this is crazy, but Max Crosby number three.
Oh, Max Crosby. Yeah, Max Crosby.
He's
Those are the top five, definitely. TJ Watt, Aiden
Aiden Hutch. Not in
Hutchinson,
order. Max Crosby.
Max Crosby, Myles
Myles Garrett.
Garrett.
And
Who's that dude on the.
on the
Ooh, Trey Hendrickson. He got 17 Bengals
yeah and
sacks.
yeah, which is crazy because he's the only good
Yeah.
Bengals player.
Bengals player, the Bengals defense is horrible, and he's just like 17 and a half sacks. You're like, huh?
TJ Gardner's to the Texans. I think Texans have
Texans are gonna be good. I mean,
maybe not a full Super Bowl shot. Maybe,
their
nah.
only problem is the Chiefs. Because like if they wanna win the division, they have to
The Chiefs,
be better than the Chiefs.
which they are,
They're not.
are
Maybe they will be. Okay, now we're gonna talk about
the Seahawks.
some Seahawks big
Because nobody wants to
news.
talk about Falcons, how they keep they they play the Raiders.
In our next segment. Okay, so this is our Seahawks big news. The Seahawks have pretty much been the most busy team in the past 2 weeks. So first, this happened about, what do you think, a week and a half ago? Yeah, probably.
Wait, who?
Okay, so DK Metcalf requests a trade. He says he, air quotes, wants to contend. Shocker, DK Metcalf gets traded to Pittsburgh. Obviously, a team that can contend for the Super Bowl.
More than the Seahawks right now.
Actually, no. No. If the season started today...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if the season started today, Steelers would not have a quarterback. They do not have a quarterback.
Oh, okay, that's true. Okay.
They do not have a quarterback.
Well, the season isn't starting today.
I'm just saying they don't have a quarterback.
Well, when they get a quarterback,
yeah, like
Jackson Dart. I think
Jackson Dart cannot start year one.
I already said this, hot take. Jackson Dart is gonna be the best quarterback in the draft.
The Steelers aren't going anywhere this year. They don't have a quarterback.
Well, not right now. Jeez, bro.
Who are they going to get? Russell Wilson can't leave the Super Bowl.
Well, oh, but they have Russell. Oh, shoot.
No, they don't. They don't. He's a free agent, but they could re-sign him.
Yeah, which I hope they don't.
Who are they going to re-sign? Or who are they going to sign?
Dude.
Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, stop.
He's not that guy. Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is on a team.
Oh, yeah. He signed with the Colts.
Yeah, you should have remembered this.
Okay, sorry. So, anyway.
Right now, they could beat the Seahawks. Oh, no. Sorry. I forgot they didn't have Russell. I'm sorry. We just talked about this. As soon as they get Jackson, though, they could beat them.
No, Jackson Dart won't start year one, though.
Why not?
Because he's not good enough. He needs to develop, and then he can start.
Okay.
He won't start.
Okay, who's the backup, huh?
Is there a backup? I don't know.
Yeah, that's – yeah, who – yeah. So, is he going to start over Jackson Dart? I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, after – a few days after DK Metcalf requests a trade – Geno Smith is traded to the Raiders. This was actually really shocking because that wasn't the plan. All the stuff that was, like, out was saying Geno Smith is our starter. Geno Smith is gonna be our starter, but...
Liar.
Geno Smith just wanted too much money. He wanted, like, $45 million a year or something stupid.
So pay him. So no, I'm kidding.
He shipped him off to the Raiders. Woo! For a... third round pick.
I think a third round pick.
It's a bad third round pick too. But they did keep all of his salary, so.
They did?
Yeah.
Who? Wait.
The Raiders. So like.
Oh yeah.
They have to pay Geno Smith for this year's, contract, I think.
And it's just 1 year. Next year you'll be fine.
So. Anyway. And then the Seahawks on Monday signed Sam Darnold to a 3-year, $105.5 million contract. And the Seahawks have
nobody.
11 picks in the draft, and 5 of them are in the first 3 rounds. So.
Yeah, we have like 4 last time I checked.
The
if you guys don't pick up somebody good, I would be very shocked.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about the NFC South.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that will be in the next segment. And now we're rebuilding the NFC North and NFC South, starting with the Lions. They went 15-2.
Okay. So I think they'll be good. I don't think they'll be 15-2 good next year. I bet they'll be 13-4.
I bet they will be 15-2 good again.
I mean, I don't think...
Their defense was hurt. The whole defense. They had no defense.
Actually, that's true.
They had no defense. Actually...
That's true.
Give me a 16-1, baby.
16-1? Oh, boy. I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
Nobody likes it. I mean, yeah.
Okay, next team.
The Vikings. They went 14-3. I actually think they're gonna do a lot worse.
Well, yeah.
For some reason.
They won't have Sam Darnold anymore.
Which is a big uh-oh.
I mean, they will have J.J. McCarthy. I don't think he'll be, like, super good his first year, though. Yeah. Like, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, but, okay. Okay.
So, I'm going, like, 9-8. I still think they'll be a good team because they're just – they have too many good players to be a bad team.
10-7. Packers, they went 11-6, and they probably still – not still, maybe, but they have, like – they had, like, the youngest team.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, I think they're actually going to be really good next year.
Yeah, maybe they can sign, like, Cooper Kupp.
No, the Seahawks are going to do that, remember? Hopefully.
Or they should sign, like, Stephon Diggs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, okay, so what's the record?
I think it's going to be 13-4.
Bold prediction, 14-3.
Okay, I like it. Bears, 5-12.
Oh, Bears. I think they'll get better. 10-7.
Really?
Yeah, 10-7.
So you don't think? Oh yeah, you think? So
guys, this is a stacked division.
Actually,
if the worst team is 9-8,
I think they're gonna be 12-13. No,
not, yeah, 25. Well,
stop making fun of me. Wait, 12-5. Which is, I don't know, not 12-5, 5-12. I mean, wait, let me restart.
Project
3-14.
3-14?
I messed that up again. 4 wins and how much losses?
13 losses.
Yeah. 4-13, yeah.
Ouch, that's not going to happen. Okay, next on to NFC. Well,
somebody's got to lose.
So,
the best but worst division.
The worst division.
No.
It's the worst division.
Okay. I can name worst division.
Who? What?
Ready? Texans, Colts, Jaguars, and
the Chiefs.
No.
Yes.
And the Titans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's actually worse. Okay. Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Okay. Buccaneers, they were 10-7. And Mike Evans is probably going to catch 4,000 yards and break
Jerry Rice's record. Okay, Buccaneers, I mean, they're just like the middest team in the whole entire league.
Probably like Falcons.
They're just so mid.
I can see them going 11-6. You know, just one.
Yeah, down. But like, yeah, okay, I'm going 9-8.
Okay, Falcons, I'll hear you first.
Okay, I think Michael Penix will get better.
17-0. I'm kidding.
I think they're going to get 11-6.
You know what? I'll take that from you. I'll actually take that. I could see. Yeah. I'm actually going to say 11-6.
Hey, remember
too.
When you got smoked by the Seahawks? You didn't even try.
Me?
No, the Falcons. Did they even try to win the game against the Seahawks?
No, we just
what
wanted.
What was the final score? 40-10?
We wanted to make you guys feel good, you know?
You wanted to make us feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We can see the future, and we knew you guys were going to lose by a player. So we're like, let's let them have this win, you know? Just to make them feel good.
Oh, we should be making you feel good for signing Kirk Cousins to an $180 million contract.
Wait, we did?
Yes.
I heard
and
rumors.
And then they sit him on the bench.
Oh, no. Wait, I heard rumors that we're going to re-sign. I mean, keep him. Again.
That could be a good backup, but you have to, like, cut him, take him through waivers, and sign him at
that's
a veteran
not
going to
be smart.
Well, that's to sign him on a veteran minimum.
You know what you do? You cut him. You don't even trade him. You just go and cut him.
You could still probably trade him for something.
Okay, maybe trade him. But you could cut him and then say, hey, if you just want to maybe play, and then just sign him for a whole lot less.
Like a veteran minimum?
What's that?
It just means you get paid $1.2 million a year.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Panthers, 5-12.
Guys, the Panthers are actually going to be good this year. I promise you. They're going to be good.
I could see
Bryce Young is getting
8-9. No, he is definitely getting better. I don't see them having a huge jump.
No, I think... I mean, from 5-12 to 8-9 is a huge jump.
If you're right.
Yeah. I think they're 9-8 this year, and I think
yeah, I can see that
they.
Oh, and you say that we have the worst division.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say the Bucks are gonna be 9-8?
9-8. 9-8. 9-8. All of these
11-6. That's
and
good.
11-6.
That's good. And then the
it's a
Saints.
Mid division.
The Saints.
Saints are buns. 3-14.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that too. After they are 5-12, and that is the end of us ranking each team
ranking each division.
Yeah. And it's the end
of our podcast.
Dax and Rico out.